Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But with that, John, I know you're on the with us today, and I want you to tell our listeners, you know, what the Lord said to you about our economy, and then I want to tell you, you know, what the Lord, the vision the Lord gave me also about that.
Well, thanks, Greg. You know, I had this dream, which was the voice of the Lord to me, and in this dream, I was in my at work, and as I'm walking past, I've noticed that the entire office of where I was working was literally surrounded by this television screen. So I thought it was completely odd, you know. And so I begin to walk closely to this television screen, and I noticed that there was a news reporter. Now, you know, now we get breaking news, and they're actually telling the story before they actually break it, you know. But in this dream, this was just like this prophetic word. It was just like they would break news, you know, in older generations. It was like, the best way I can describe it is that the reporter was right down in the New York Stock Exchange. And he was surrounded by nothing but stockbrokers. Now, if you've been to New York Stock Exchange, you know that it's a hectic place. It's, you know, it's running. There's traders going everywhere. It's very hectic. But this was at a standstill, and they were all surrounding him. They were very concerned. And the reporter begins to say, he says, you know, stay tuned with us. Hold on a second. And they're trying to get together to something really important to happen. So everyone's gathered around the television. And then all of a sudden he says, we're getting ready to share something with you, but what I'm about to share with you is going to change. It's going to change the world.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So instantly, because of the things that God has already told us, for all the prophetic words that you said we're going to be sharing here throughout, our time, on VFN Daily Radio program, I already knew that this was, you know, God was giving me a clue here. So I ran and I went down to my office and to my desk to get my things. I was getting ready to get out because I knew.
This is in the dream.
This is in the dream.
This is a prophetic dream. You're actually, it's just like you're there and you're doing it, right? It's like a drision, almost like a vision dream situation.
Exactly. And so I gather my things and I'm getting ready to leave. And as I'm getting ready to leave, I stop in front of the television screen, and the reporter says, the world as you know it is going to be over in 6 seconds.
Is it minutes or seconds?
6 seconds.
Whoa.
And so instantly, you know, everyone just what's happening? What's going on? And instantly I knew that it was the economy. It's crashing. It's going to happen. And, people were concerned, you know, at work, and instantly I'm remembering, because of all the prophetic words we have put on the BG blog, I'm telling everyone, go to the BG blog, go to the BG blog.
Which is, by the way, really, you know, very important. And the reason why we have the BG blog is so that, you know, the Lord says this, that he does nothing unless he says it with his prophets first, you know, and he'll pour out his dreams on everybody and visions and all. But the, but he also says that, and you can read about this at the bgblog.org, that if we don't tell everybody, what we're being told, he says that their blood will be on our hands.
Right.
But then again, if you do tell them, and no matter what they do with it, their blood's not on your hand, but they may repent, they may turn and listen to God. But I also think of Jonah and Nineveh, that, you know, our heart is this. We want you, everybody, to know, and our listeners to know, that God loves you. This is a great nation. Like Nineveh was a great city. That's what God said. This is a great city. Should I not be concerned? And God is concerned. He's not writing America off, but we have to make a decision to say, you know what, God, forgive us. We've sinned. We've turned money into God. We've done everything opposite, and we can just reboot, reset, you know? And that's why we're sharing this right now. We want you to know this, that, you know, in the 6 seconds, the economy, you know, falls in this dream, this prophetic dream. And you know, of course, John is right there, located like 10 miles out of New York City, is where you live. And it's pretty relevant to the context of that. But understand this too, that there's no time. It's like everything's going to be fine. It's like the days of Noah, right? everybody's marrying and having a good time. And all of a sudden, it's just like, bam, come on, 6 seconds. All you can do is go, Jesus. You know, and so, but we're telling you now before the 6 seconds starts that you can prepare and you can find out more about that. You know, we're going to continue to talk, but I want you to don't be panicky. Just realize, oh my goodness, I'm beginning to hear. And we're going to unfold quite a few things to you over the time. And you can even find out more right now at the BG blog and find out even in more details. And you'll notice when you go to the BG blog right now that there is the actual prophetic words or dreams or visions, whatever it was, the particular time that was being given. And you're going to see the text part of it, but you're also going to see a picture of a blog that looks just like that. And the reason why is when we were moving our material over, we wanted to take a snapshot to show you that this has been up for some time. So you'll see, you can look at the picture of that blog, and you'll see a date on it, you'll see a time on it, and this has been up. We're not reporting after the fact. This is prophetic news. It's not history news. We're telling you what's happening right here. Go ahead, John. So it was 6 seconds, and you were in the office, and you said, the world as we know it.
It's going to be over in 6 seconds.
It's going to be over.
Over. And so...
as we know it. Now, we're not talking about the end of the world here.
Right. As we know it. And so you can tell that the people were gravely concerned. Their eyes were wide open, and their hearts were wide open. And we came to sharing the gospel with them and letting them know that there was hope. There's hope. And that's what we're trying to do here today is share this word. God's telling us this in advance so that we can be prepared. We don't have to be alarmed, but we can take heed now. And instantly at the end of the dream, since Lord had already been speaking about this, the dream ended with me getting ready to gather the church and be prepared for what was coming.
And so in that, then, so all of a sudden the reporter's standing in front of the New York Stock Exchange and he's saying, the world as you know it is going to change in 6 seconds, basically.
Right. That's right.
And of course, the New York Stock Exchange is where all the businesses are owned by corporations. That's what that is.
Absolutely. It's the economies of the world, you know, everything's trading, everything's happening there.
Right. And so I remember when we were there last time that they had pillars set up and they had all these different things set up to keep any kind of harm from happening to it. But the one thing that America's not thinking about is the inside out, you know, is what's going to happen in our hearts. And you know, we can guard it all we want to. We talked about yesterday, the strength of horses will not protect you, you know, in the words of wisdom. And so I just want to, you know, this is so important because when I think about it, you know, and I think about 1929, not that I was there. But I'm sure Pat was. No. I was thinking about 1929. You know, the president comes out and he says to everybody in the country, he says, everything is fine. It's going to be A-OK. I mean, you know, he's basically just giving that not A-OK, but he's just saying everything's fine. But then in the next 24 hours, John, Pat, in the next 24 hours, mm-hmm. the dollar was worth nothing.
Zero. Wow.
And so, you know, we have to understand that God holds everything in his hand. And we can either trust men who will disappoint you because they're men, right?
That's right.
And or you can trust God who's actually holding men together and all creation together and loves you and has a plan for your life. And as we're seeing things unfold before us, everything he says will happen happens, and you can trust your you know, you think about this. We're talking economy here. According to the George Barna study, regular church attenders, which are fewer now than there's been in a long time. Mm-hmm. I know for some of our listeners right now, you're probably listening because you're not going to any gathering. I want to encourage you. Oh, we got some great things to encourage you at the vfnfamily.org. But the regular churchgoer would be defined in his study. And it's Barna.org, Barna.org, that is somebody that goes every 2 weeks. That's the regular churchgoer, you know. At that time, that's how you define it. I think he defines it differently now, by the way. And he said, out of this regular church attender, mm-hmm. you know, and we always say, how can you go to what you are? All you can do is truly be. But just under that whole concept of going to church, he says only 3%, John, 3%.
Wow.
Tithe. And you know, we've heard tithe so much, we've totally missed it. Put it this way. Only 3% obey God in the area of their finances. Mm. And then he says, even in that 3%, they're not even obeying God in that. They're just giving it to some charity or something. They're not giving it to where God, where they're being fed.
In fact, Greg, they say report says that the higher their income earner, the higher the income earner, the less they actually tithe. And what they found was that the more economically challenged the believer, the more dependent they were on tithing.
And the reason why we're talking about this, you're talking about the fall of the financial economy. How in the world, you know, because, you know, you can have all the greenbacks you want, but if they're not worth anything, all you do is start a fire with it in your fireplace if you're cold. You know, and the dollar was worth nothing the next day. And so, or very pence, you know, small amount of money. And so understanding that, you know, the reason why we're sharing this, we want you to, I believe that we can tell enough people the way God's designed things. I mean, you think the Gutenberg printing press was something? Look at this. Look right now, we have in VFN radio, we have VFN TV, we have the social media networks. You know, you can find us on facebook.com/VFN TV, or you can tweet us at VFN TV1. And we're going to get this out, because if enough people hear, just like when Jonah went to Nineveh, that they repented. The king said, "You're right," and they repented, and even the cows fasted. And God changed his plans, and God can change his plans. And so that's why we're telling you about this. But how in the world, when we're not right in God's economy, we think our world's economy is going to be right? If we don't protect, if we don't acknowledge God's sovereignty, how in the world do we really think we're going to maintain our sovereignty as a nation? And right now, the sovereignty of our nation is just going away. It's amazing. But you know what? At the very same time, people are denying the sovereignty of God.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, okay, you want your finances to be right? You want to have a sovereign nation? Then you're going to need to acknowledge the sovereignty of God. You're going to need to honor God with your first fruits. So he's the one that's blessed us. So now we just give him what is his back, you know. And so the economy falls. And so what God showed me in a vision, he showed me literally a day vision. It just showed me all of a sudden. And it was just like I was seeing it happen. But paper money, yeah, paper money is like a dollar bill or a $20 bill or something like that, you know, is imagine it kind of stuck behind things and rocks and crevices and stuff. And imagine this huge vacuum is just sucking it. And so it's like flapping out from behind things. You can hear it's like flap, 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 flap. And it's just being sucked up into this big like vacuum in the heavens, if it would, you would say that. And it was just, you know, if there was money under something, it was being sucked. But all the paper money was just being sucked up. And wow. Then it was like a mountain, because imagine like a round hole in the heavens, and it's all going towards that hole. So it's coming off this wide earth by the time it goes to that small area. It looks like it's a, and if you stood back and looked at it, it looks like a mountain. But it's really just a mountain of paper money. And then you're kind of amazed by that, right? I feel God when I'm talking about this. I just feel the Lord when I'm talking about this. And then I'm amazed by that. And then the whole thing just turns into flames, and all that paper money just burns up.
Wow.
And then it was over. I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, just, oh, my goodness. And this is before what we're seeing today. And we're buying time. We're just buying time. What you're seeing now is people buy time. But you cannot buy time if we're not going to repent. It's just inevitable. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.